friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Family is calling John Cena the kindest man after he buys groceries for a widowed veteran. Written by Alyssa Forsberg, read by Adam State. One family is calling John Cena the kindest man after he paid for their father's grocery bill. The two even got a selfie together, which was shared online after the encounter. Charles Bud Phillips, a retired Vietnam veteran, was shopping in his grocery store in Florida when he was surprised by John Cena in the checkout line. "My dad was behind him in the checkout line," says Stephanie Phillips, Charles's daughter. "They were chatting, and John thanked my dad for his service after seeing his CB's hat. John secretly paid for all of his groceries," she shared. "My dad didn't even know until he was being checked out, and the cashier said, 'John paid for your groceries.' The bill was around $100. What a sweet gesture." And Stephanie went on to explain just how much it meant to her father. "My dad is a retired Vietnam veteran and a widow. We lost my mom 5 years ago unexpectedly, after they were married almost 50 years. So as you can imagine, not too much these days make him smile as big as he did in that picture," she shared. "That's what's so special about this moment. A simple act of kindness brightened his day, along with his family, seeing that smile on his face." Stephanie continued by saying that John Cena happens to be a regular guy at the grocery store and is always the kindest man to everyone. After the selfie of Charles and John was shared online and posted on the site Reddit, users started to reach out to the family saying that they had fathers or grandfathers who had served in the same unit as Charles. Because of this, many of the former comrades had now reconnected and exchanged photos. What an incredible story, and how wonderful it is to see people trying to bring joy and encouragement to those around them.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Adult conjoined twins bravely share what life is like and what they want people to know. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Adam State. Adult conjoined twins Lupita and Carmen Andre are bravely speaking out about what their lives are like. And here's what the 22-year-olds want people to realize. Lupita and Carmen Andre are joined at the torso and also share a pelvis and reproductive system. They both have two arms, but only a single leg each. Carmen controls the right leg, while Lupita controls the left. Though born in Mexico, the 22-year-olds have lived in Connecticut since moving to the United States as babies. Doctors only expected the sisters to live for 3 days and warned that a separation would ultimately lead to death or intensive care. So the sisters stayed together and have been thriving ever since. Their lives may seem very different to the rest of us, but for these sisters, sharing every moment of their lives together is perfectly normal. And now, as adults, here's what these conjoined twins want others to understand about them. For starters, Lupita and Carmen don't wish they'd been separated at birth. Lupita explained that separation would have led to death for either one or both of the sisters, or they would have ended up in the ICU for the duration of their lives, and neither sister wants that. Staying conjoined meant living full and healthy lives together, and that's a blessing they don't regret, despite the challenges that come along with it. "It's not all rainbows and sunshine," Carmen said. "We've had a lot of challenges, but we have a great life." Being together all the time may sound like torture to some, but Lupita and Carmen don't get sick of each other. For starters, it's all the adult conjoined twins have ever known. "We've been conjoined our whole life, so it's not like we miss our independence," Carmen explained. "It's all we've ever known, right?" Additionally, they have their own means of disconnecting from one another. Sometimes, at the end of the day, we're just exhausted and we don't want to talk. That's when we'll go on different devices and do our own thing, Carmen said. The lives of Lupita and Carmen may look different to us, but the adult conjoined twins are hoping others will learn from them that just because their life is different doesn't mean it's bad. Growing up conjoined, they still had a wonderful childhood. "Yes, there were times people could be mean," Carmen explained. "The popular kids would infantilize us and talk to us like we were babies. But we've always shared the same group of friends. We're still close with the same people that we grew up with." Lupita has really good intuition about people, so she likes them. I like them. One of the cool things about being conjoined twins is that the sisters can sense each other's emotions without having to speak. "When we were nearly six, we had a nightmare that we were going to fall off a plane. And then we literally fell off our bed. That only happened once, but we can feel the other person's emotions," Carmen said. "That happens all the time. We were recently in a store, and I felt a weird stomach drop, and I knew it was coming from my sister. A man was pretending to film his daughter, but he's really filming us. I didn't notice, but Lupita did. She's way more observant." Lupita chimed in, saying, "I can feel when Carmen is anxious or about to cry. It's that same stomach drop." Despite some of the obvious differences, Lupita and Carmen's lives aren't all that different from the rest of us. Carmen is in college studying to be a veterinary nurse. Lupita hopes to become a veterinary technician, though she also dreams of becoming a comedy writer. "I do most of the talking, but she's hilarious," says Carmen of her sister. The two have similar tastes in fashion, so they don't mind sharing clothing. A neighbor sews their outfits for them, and has been doing so since the sisters were toddlers. As conjoined twins, they find other ways to differentiate themselves, from different hairstyles to even different eyeglasses. Even when they have different desires in their adult lives, the conjoined twins figure out a way to work together. Lupita has no interest in dating, but she doesn't stop Carmen from having a love life. Carmen has been with her boyfriend, Daniel, for 2.5 years. She met him on a dating site and was completely upfront about her condition. "Sometimes I feel bad because I want to spend so much time with Daniel, so we try to come up with compromises," Carmen said. "Like, Lupita will choose where we go out to dinner or what activity we're going to do." Lupita and Carmen share snippets of their life on social media. It sometimes results in nasty comments or outlandish questions most people wouldn't feel comfortable asking a stranger. "We get a lot of questions about sex and how we go to the bathroom and stuff like that," Carmen said. But the sisters carry on with the hope of normalizing the world's view toward conjoined twins. The main thing they want others to know: you have to remember, we're not just conjoined twins, we're people, Carmen said. And that's a good reminder for all of us. We may see someone as different, but God loves all of his children the same. What a blessing these ladies are. Their story is inspiring and encouraging others, for sure.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, You can listen to daily devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.